Miami Media School guest line is the senior sports writer for the Arizona Republic. He covers the Cardinals. It's Bob McManaman. He goes by AZ Bobby Mac on Twitter. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, man. So you got quite the interesting team here in Arizona. 13-3 2 years ago, one win away from going to the Super Bowl, down to 7-8-1 last year. Which one is you had? It was clearly an extreme on its side. What are we going to see from the Arizona Cardinals in 2017?
I think you're going to see more of the 2015 simply because they lost three games on special teams in the winning seconds of games a year ago, and that's a difference of 10 wins, you know, and a playoff berth last year. And if they just it's simply on special teams alone. This team hasn't, as much as a lot of people have made a big target that they've lost five players on defense from a year ago, I'd argue that they replaced them with five equally good players. Veteran guys they've brought in, and they've drafted well in the last few years. This defense is fast, and it's unpredictable when it comes to where you're getting rushers coming from. I mean, they'll rush DBs at you all day long. And when you get a team with Patrick Peterson and the Honey Badger,
sure,
you know, Chandler Jones, you're talking about a dangerous team. And we know what Bruce Arians' offense can do. So I think they're a 10-11-1 team.
Hey, Bob, with this team this year, with Bruce Arians and everything, is this an really, like, all or nothing? Is this the window closing on this team?
Hard to say. A lot of people would agree with you on that. I was leaning in that direction, too. You don't know what the future is at quarterback, even though Palmer's under contract for another year. It's hard to read him. As much as he loves practicing and loves scheming for a season and learning information with teammates, and there's a part of him that's always said, I so much love my family more than football, and I can't wait to start really being a dad 100% of the time, and that's concerning when they don't have a backup, you know, answer at quarterback for going forward for the long term. Drew Stanton is 33, and they did bring Blaine Gabbert on for a one-year deal. But, you know, it's hard to really say you can fill your future on Blaine Gabbert. He's on his seventh offensive coordinator in 7 years. I mean, I think that maybe teaching him this offense, he could be a stopgap, a bridge. So they eventually find that young guy they can groom. But you wonder if Bruce Arians is going to be around to groom him. And what happens when Larry Fitzgerald leaves, and then this could be it. There's a lot of things to like about this team, but there are definitely enough questions. You have to wonder just if that window is closing or not.
Yeah, especially in that offense with obviously, you mentioned Larry Fitzgerald and Carson Palmer. Talking to Bob McManaman, who covers the Cardinals for the Arizona Republic. Bruce Arians has always been, I think, ahead of his time, or at least a guy who's very progressive. Obviously, Jen Welter was an assistant coach for him during the preseason, first female to ever do it. And I've been hearing Byron Leftwich is the quarterback coach, and he's been calling plays. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I called plays last week against the Raiders and did fairly well with it. They scored a few touchdowns. He's going to get the chance to do it again this Saturday against Chicago. And if you're the offensive coordinator,
you're like, wait a minute now.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Harold Goodwin's the offensive coordinator, and he doesn't get to call offensive plays. That's Bruce Arians' job. So Harold Goodwin has the title offensive coordinator, and he's been by Bruce's side for years now. But you gotta be wondering if you're him. Hey, wait a minute. So he did get to call plays in the first preseason Hall of Fame game in Canton against the Cowboys, and he will get a chance to call maybe or maybe not. We're not sure. We know Leftwich is doing this game again, and then Arians is doing Atlanta. And then there's one more preseason game against Denver, and that we haven't been told who's calling the play. So, look, I love what Bruce is doing. He's giving his guys a chance to grow in the head coaches themselves. And he helped. And Todd Bowles was well on his way, don't get me wrong, but I think it was that 2 years as defensive coordinator here that helped Todd get that job with the Jets without question, even though a lot of us said he'd been more than ready for years. Mm-hmm. I love what Bruce is doing. I mean, he's starting a coaching tree. It took him until 60 years old to get a head coaching gig, man. And now he's giving, you know, other guys an opportunity to do what his whole lifetime dream was. I mean, how unselfish is that? I mean, you don't see that very much. So there's weird things to take a look at, but I love how he's so unselfish about it. You know, if you're an assistant working for Bruce Arians, you know you're going to get a shot doing some cool stuff.
No, he's definitely one of a kind, and you know, and again, yeah. Whether his time in Arizona would come to an end if a disappointing season, I couldn't see him not getting a job seconds after his time in Arizona would end.
I don't think there's any way that happens. Yeah, I mean, they love him. The Bidwells love this guy, and hey, man, we love him. Without Bruce Arians, it can be tough to fill up a notebook out here. But this guy, you don't need to go. Dude, I'm telling you, you sit down with him.
Yeah, you can only write about how the field goes out into the sun and they bring it back into the field over at University of Phoenix Stadium, right? You can only write that story so many times.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, when you do it over whiskey with him, though, it becomes
there
more entertaining.
You now nice, you're talking. Nice. Now you're talking. I'm coming to Phoenix right now. Give me a second.
There you go. I'll look us up. We're
well,
we're the easy to spot.
Yeah, I bet.
I want to talk about one of those coaches you're talking about. The special teams coach, you said last season they lost three games on the special teams. He refused to fire the special teams coach. Amos Jones, also a longtime friend. Could that be a mistake by Bruce, or what's your feelings there?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure as hell could be. I mean, like we were talking about Bruce, he sure is unselfish, and he's loyal to sometimes maybe a fault. Amos Jones was never criticized by Coach Arians, although he's the coach, the special teams coach, certainly was criticized by us in the media, and with good reason. I mean, I have never seen a special teams go the way that did last year. That was the worst I've ever seen. And look, I've covered some pretty bad Cardinal teams in 1988, right?
Definitely,
you've seen some ball. Yeah,
I did. But look, they did change everything up. But they've gone through like four or five punters and they still have two. They're deciding. They brought in a 42-year-old Phil Dawson to replace a young Chandler Catanzaro. That's rolling the dice. You know, they're on their third holder. They had a lot of good guys on special teams get hurt last year that contributed to it. And they lost a couple more already this season to season-ending things in training camp. But they do have speed galore. And two of the fastest guys in the NFL. They just lost T.J. Logan, who runs a 4.2, and it was finally going to be their kick and punt returner. And he breaks his wrist into several pieces in the Hall of Fame game, which sucks for them. But it should be better. I trust Phil Dawson a lot, and that's hard to say because I never draft him on a fantasy team. I don't think he's ever gone in our league, period. But you look at his numbers, and the dude's consistent. I got to give him that. That old dude is consistent. He looks like Brett Favre, like a foot shorter.
Is that who? What? He could be the number three quarterback on the depth chart, too. It's nice, you know, to intimidate the teams.
Like well, no, that's, they got Gabbard for that.
Oh, okay. That's not intimidating.
And Trevor Knight behind him. So,
hey, what are we going to see?
Quarterbacks here.
What are we going to see on Saturday? Obviously, the preseason game last week against the Raiders, a nice 20-10 win. Okay, now you get the Bears this Saturday. Who's going to play? Is Palmer going to play? What are we going to see coming up? What's the strategy?
The starters, you'll see. This is probably about 20 snaps is what Bruce is telling us. I would imagine if they go on a quick touchdown drive, they'll bring Palmer back and see if he can do it again. and he might play the whole first quarter. But the way they've been protecting him since minicamp in March, in April and May, and holding him out of practice sometimes 2 days a week in camp to protect that arm, and because he's 37, which I was all for. I mean, it seems like there was one day a couple weeks ago when he only practiced like once, I'd be very careful with David Johnson. He only was on the field for one series, the first series, and after taking a big hit, he didn't play again. That was smart. But most of the first quarter, you'll see the first teamers on both sides of the ball, and then it's scrumville.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's Bob McManaman. He covers the Cardinals for the Arizona Republic. You can follow him at AZ Bobby Mack. Thanks for hanging out with us, buddy, and definitely I will see you in Scottsdale, and I'll bring the McCallum.
All right. I got the limo.